Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rochelle Farocco and Joan Tui with Senior Solutions of Colorado. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
And we have an amazing guest on today.
Great guest.
Kai Agnew, and this is her first time on the radio.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. She's with PASCO, which is Personal Assistance Services of Colorado. Kai, maybe you can just share
with us.
Tell us
a little bit about, you know, the company and what you do.
Well, I usually like to start off with a story about who we are. We're a home health agency, and we serve children all the way through seniors. We are locally owned. We started in 1994. Our original owner, who now sits on our board, his name is Barry Rosenberg. He moved to Colorado when he was a young man, and he worked as a CNA. He started off as a CNA in a nursing home. And what he noticed years and years ago, he's in his 70s now, so he'll probably, don't tell him I told you.
Okay, everybody out there, remember.
I just aged him. But anyways, when he was a young man, he was working as a CNA, which is a certified nurse's aide. That's an assistant to a nurse in a nursing home environment. And what he realized was that there was a lot of young folks that were being put in the nursing home, placed in there inappropriately because there was nowhere else out in the community that could serve these folks. So intellectually, these gentlemen that he worked with were able to do anything and everything, but physically they needed 24-hour assistance to get them up and ready and moving during the day. But what really bothered him was that there was nothing out there at the time. And so that became a really big issue for him, and he started to really see what he could do to change things in the disability world. With that being said, we ended up rescuing those two gentlemen, that's what we say, out of the nursing home. They became our first two consumers with the previous agency, not with PASCO. And we were able to send CNAs into their homes intermittently during the day to serve them so that they could live in the home environment.
Oh, that's great.
Barry went on to be pretty instrumental in the disability rights movement in Denver and the surrounding areas and really dedicated his heart and his life to that mission. Later on, him and his wife, Lee, had a little girl. She was born with a genetic disability, and she passed away at a very young age. Now, here's a man that had already invested so much energy and time into the community, and now it affects him in a very personal and intimate way. With that being said, he really spent, we kind of changed from this adult focus to children, and he and his wife started to understand what it was like to be a family with a little kid who was pretty fragile. And how that felt, and the lack of services that there were in the community at the time. So that's really where PASCO was born, because we wanted to serve families, not just adults, but also children. So to go into even a more interesting story, we send CNAs and nurses into the homes of fragile kids. They would come in, and they would stand there and help the parents, you know, toilet them, transfer them out of their wheelchairs, do a bunch of different things. But one mom came up to Barry and she said, listen, I have CNAs coming in my house every day. I have to train them. I'm really nervous to turn my back because this is my child.
Mm-hmm, right.
And nobody knows how to take care of my child better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same instance, I'm not able to keep a job. Because my little girl's in the hospital constantly. Mm-hmm. I'm not able to leave her with anyone because she's so fragile. They wouldn't understand how to take care of her. And even family were nervous. So here I am, and I'm in a predicament where I can't be employed and I can't do anything outside of my world, which is my daughter. And so she said, why can't I become a CNA and you employ me and then I can take care of my child and this would be a win-win situation.
Great idea.
Yeah. Yes. So Barry, you know, obviously already experiencing this with his wife and his family, he understood. And we started to push this agenda politically all the way through and down the Medicaid process. So in the state of Colorado, there's a very unique system for Medicaid, which allows families who have a little kiddo that qualifies physically to go on Medicaid. So maybe not the whole family is on those services, but the child is receiving those services. And sometimes they can qualify for a waiver program depending on what kind of conditions that they have. That waiver program allows them additional services such as home health, which is what we offer.
Right.
So with us being a home health agency, we're going to send in those CNAs and nurses to take care of someone. But what we ended up being able to do because we pushed this was we were able to then hire families. We would put them through a CNA school. We have 8 currently in the state that we work with. We pay for their CNA school, and then they are employed with us at $14 an hour, full-time benefits at 28 hours a week.
Fabulous program.
So the thing is, Kai, you took this to seniors as well. So it went from kids to seniors.
Yes, absolutely.
And so now they're able, so now in the senior world, I remember you telling a story last week about a 80-something-year-old gentleman that's taking care of his wife being paid.
Yes, absolutely.
So take care of her.
So we went on this mission for a while down this path, and yes, we started to hire families and train them. But we never considered hiring seniors until a few years ago. My background is gerontology, and when I came in, I helped develop the intake department, and our new CEO, Ryan Zeiger, and his wife, have thought about some pretty interesting things. What can we do to take this out to the community and serve all families, not just fragile children? So what we did was we started thinking about how this would work, and can spouses take care of each other under this program? And we had to get the state's permission, and they said yes. So as a matter of fact, we can. So then our focus was, let's go out there and see how many seniors are actually taking care of their spouse or taking care of each other.
Right.
A lot of them.
A lot.
And then, of course, as you all know, your adult children are taking care of your parents. You have your grandchildren sometimes take care of their grandparents. So there's a lot of care being done out there. So I had a little gentleman, and he was kind of my test pilot. I chose him because he heard about our program through an elder law attorney, and he was really ecstatic when he heard. He was 80 years old, and at night he was buffing floors as a janitor. That's all he had ever done, and he was still doing it because him and his wife, they live very humbly. They didn't have a lot of excess money, so he wanted to earn some extra money.
Right.
His wife had a lot of debilitating conditions, and she ended up going in and out of the hospital all the time. She was in and out of the rehab and nursing situation, and she would go home with a home health agency. Usually those home health agencies work with your Medicare, and they're there for a few weeks. But once they're gone, it's back to you and whoever you're living with to help support you. He was doing his best to take care of her during the day, but as you know, he was working at night, and he didn't understand how to be a caregiver because she was always the caregiver in the home.
Right.
So he heard about our program, and his wife was on Medicaid, and I went out, and she had a lot of skills that would need a CNA or a nurse to come in and do that, and they didn't want to move into a skilled nursing home. He wanted to keep her home.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let's see what we can do. So I had him fill out a job application, which he was kind of nervous about, but we got through it together, and then I helped him pick out a CNA school that was close to his house. I didn't tell the CNA school that I was sending over a 80-year-old gentleman to attend. To attend their course.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine their faces when he walked into the classroom and he was in there saying, I'm going to become a CNA so I can take care of my wife.
That's great.
Yeah, it was amazing. He got through the course. The course can go anywhere from 2 weeks if you go full time to 8 weeks if you're Spanish, if you need some additional support with your Spanish. And he went in and he got done in 6 weeks. He took the state exam and we did pay for a CNA course. We make the family pay for their state exam and he paid for that and he took it. He came back, and he became an employee with us.
Oh, yeah. What a great story.
So basically what that set, I mean, that is amazing,
it
isn't
is,
it? I
really.
Mean, that's really a new journey.
It is. It's a very life. Unique idea and very, I mean, hiring seniors is already difficult for these folks. But to be able to do that and then offer him the additional support, for instance, now he gets 6 hours a day intermittently with his wife that he clocks in on.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that's 7 days a week. So he's in overtime now.
Uh-huh.
He gets, you know, he has Medicare, but he does have the option of Kaiser, Delta Dental, Madison Vision. We do 5 bonuses a year. We offer a pension type of program to save money because we know when you make $14 an hour, you're not putting a lot of that away for
right,
any kind
right,
of savings.
Right.
And of course, all that's based on the amount of time that you work with us. But the other thing is that this man can also send an additional backup support through our CNA program for free. So if his granddaughter comes and she wants to be his backup, we will send her through. But if he doesn't have anyone to help back him up, if he gets sick or tired, then that's where Pasco has a, we have 24-hour on call, and we never, ever leave anyone in their beds. We pride ourselves on that. We have slept in the building during snowstorms so
wow.
that they can get out to the families of the, or to the folks who don't have families.
Yeah.
So we have about 1,200 employees, and we serve over 1,000 people in 13 counties. Most of them are our families taking care of their loved ones. We have about, I would say, 100 people in the community who don't have families, so we provide them CNA and nurses through our other part of our organization.
Well, that is really great, and we'll come back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a few minutes. Thank you, everyone.
This program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section at our website, www.ctkradio.org.
You can take Christ the King Radio with you on your mobile device everywhere you go. Simply visit the App Store for iPhone or the Play Store for Android and download the free TuneIn.com app. After installing the app, search the TuneIn.com website using all capital letters for CTK Radio. Save CTK Radio to your favorites and enjoy. On behalf of the management and staff, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Visit our Facebook page. Our address on Facebook, ctkradio.org. GECS, website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
This is Rochelle Faracco and Joan Tuohy with Senior Solutions of Colorado. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. And we have a great guest on today.
Kai Agnew from Pasco. And she was just sharing with us a wonderful story about an elderly gentleman that went and got his CNA license so that he could care for his wife. Kai has some more of that story. Kai?
Thank you. What I found so interesting about this story was that it breaks all the barriers that people think. Somebody who's 80 years old, can he go through CNA school and become employed and learn the techniques to take care of his wife every single day so that she can stay at home? And the amazing thing is every 60 days we have a nurse come out and visit to make sure everything's good and that her hours are still good and that they don't need to be increased or decreased. So he knows that support's there for him. And the other thing is, his wife has not had another hospital visit since he became a CNA.
That's amazing.
And a miracle.
He loves to talk about what he's learned, and that he is proficient now and able to pick his wife up appropriately. And he knows how to pivot and turn her and the different things that he learned in his CNA course that he had no idea how to do before. So it saves his back, and it also saves her.
Yeah.
But the last thing I'll leave you on that was just changing people's perception. So the CNA school, when I told you I didn't tell them that I was sending an 80-year-old student over, they had many years of a relationship with us, so they were used to sending young families over.
Right.
And are seeing young families from us. I received an email later on after he had graduated, which they basically said that when he came into class that they were completely shocked.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were like, wow, this is the gentleman that we typically serve as a CNA.
Right.
They said that he sat up front because he had a little bit of hearing loss. They said that he was never late. He never missed a class.
He really cared.
He asked a million questions, they said, that were so amazing. They said that if every student was like him, that they would love to come to work every single day.
Oh,
and I still have that email, and I
God bless you because you made it happen.
And did you give it to him?
I am
did
blessed.
Did you share it with him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm blessed just to be able to be a vessel and allow these things to happen in people's lives. I mean,
totally.
You know, that for me is the reason I wake up every single morning.
And then, you know what? The thing is, look at it on the big scale. If this could happen to so many more people, it would save our government a lot of money.
To get the word out.
Because they wouldn't be sending them to the hospitals all the time.
Right.
They'd
wouldn't
have
be
the
using
care.
As much of their Medicare.
Yeah.
If they had
Medicaid.
The right care at home. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, the population of people like this is a small population of people that are at home, that are dependent completely on somebody else for care, without other support systems. But the ones that are also on Medicaid, because we are a Medicaid agency. We only serve those on Medicaid, and that's an unusual concept as well, because most people are Medicare agencies or private pay.
Right.
So, you know, we did that because those are the folks that we really saw that needed the most support and weren't receiving it. So that's kind of where we went in our focus. So the seniors that we are serving would be Medicaid seniors and pretty fragile folks. We have an amazing social worker who answers the phone. Her name is Mary Jackson, and she does an over-the-phone assessment to determine if someone's appropriate for our programs. We serve all ages. We just received our PASA license recently to serve the DD population. So those folks.
Yeah, on your website, DDI?
Yes.
Or no, I/DD.
Individuals.
Intellectual or developmental disabilities.
That's correct. Uh-huh. And we just started our, we just got our new website launched yesterday, so I'm excited. That's at www.pascoh.com. And we have that now that we'll share.
And put your phone number out there, too.
Yeah, our phone number is 303-233-3122. That's 303-233-3122. And if you think...
Do they call you directly, or do they ask for, who do they ask for?
They would ask, if they're interested in seeing about our service and whether they qualify, they would ask for Mary Jackson or Marita Munoz. And both of them are answering the phones, and we do have a Spanish intake coordinator, so she's able to help translate. And if you don't qualify for our program at this time, we never leave you without any type of resources. We will get you to someone that can help you. That's my goal for my department, and I know that they work very diligently on passing out information so that people are not left empty-handed, because right. the last thing you want to hear is no.
And that's the same yes. goal that Senior Solutions yeah, in Colorado absolutely. Has. So you can also contact Senior Solutions of Colorado to find Kai Agnew and Pasco on there as well, to directly contact them that way as well. Yeah. Kai, I have a question going back a little bit. So you only do Medicaid, and it's 80-year-old folks, mm-hmm. for example. And aren't they on Medicare?
That's correct, yep.
So how does Medicare play with Medicaid? How do they interact with each other in terms of the people getting the money?
Sure. So Medicare obviously is a benefit that you get after you've worked several quarters and you are over the age of 65. It is a short-term insurance. So if you go to the doctors, the hospitals, your coverages, your stay there is covered. It's not intended for long-term care. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people think, oh, Medicare will pay for my nursing home for the next mm-hmm. year or whatever. It doesn't. It's only intended to get you where you need to go and get you up and well, and then you're back off that insurance until you need it for another episode.
And that would be the reason that you need to have the backup policy, yeah. the supplemental policy.
So Medicaid is like a supplemental.
Oh, okay.
If they qualify, and a lot of people don't think that they would qualify, but if you have physical conditions, you may very well qualify. Plus, there is a Medicaid buy-in program that people are unaware of, and you can look that up on a Medicare website and in Colorado, mm-hmm. and it will help you to determine whether or not you do qualify for that. And if you call us, we will help along with that as well. But with our dual-eligible seniors, they're not going to come on to PASCO services for short-term care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to come on with us for long-term.
Right.
Now, however, if they have an episode, say they fall and they break their hip, they go into Medicare. We can still bill Medicare. We are licensed to bill Medicare and Medicaid, but initially,
okay.
yes.
That's
but,
what I was trying
initially
to put
has
together.
To be
how does the Medicare actually pay out
that's true.
If you're on Medicaid?
So if they're living in her home and there's like this gentleman is taking care of his wife, she's using Medicaid every day. And if something happens and she ends up breaking her hip, God forbid, and she ends up going into the hospital setting and then going into short-term rehab, all that coverage then is switched from Medicaid into Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
When she goes
back
home, we are able to bill Medicare still. But we're not going to go out into the community and just take on people initially who are on Medicare, because when she gets finished with her little Medicare, she's going to go back long-term care Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that explains
yeah,
it.
Very
yeah,
clear.
It does, very clearly.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Joe.
You know, there may be a lot of people out there. We call them the hidden hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're hidden in many other ways, too, particularly the ones that are doing what this gentleman was with his wife. And really no one knows or pays attention that he's there taking care of his wife. And I would think that there are a lot of folks out there who could use this information if they're actually caring for a family member, old or young, and they're having time off from work or no work to pay for it and have to go to welfare or food stamps. This would be a great way to overcome that.
Absolutely. This is my background is social work as well, and I remember when I first started taking calls at PASCO and getting the intake department developed, the families that would call me and the emotions behind what they were experiencing every day was so intense. And when I said yes because they qualified, because they had Medicaid and they had skill set and they could take care of this person and a clean background, whoever the caregiver is, the floodgates would open.
Right.
And I tell you, it's thrilled, beyond thrilled, ecstatic and in tears. I mean, it really has changed thousands of people's lives in the state.
Absolutely.
You know, and the fact that we are growing into other counties.
How many counties now? You're driving out there everywhere.
We have 13 counties that we currently serve, and it's all on our website. If someone needs to take a look at that. We're trying to grow and even expand into some of the rural areas. We're looking at the opening of a second office this summer in the Fort Collins area.
Great.
Which I'm honored to be able to do that.
Moving to Fort Collins.
Right. And the Grand Junction area too needs a lot of help.
Yeah. So, and we don't go south because they have a really great resource down there and they're doing really well. But we are going from Castle Rock all the way to Weld and out east and west about an hour. And we're continuing to grow every day so that we can bring these wonderful services to families.
That is great, Kai. Well, we're going to join you back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in a few minutes to continue our talk with Kai.
This program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section at our website, www.ctkradio.org.
The Seniors Solutions of Colorado website is an incredible resource featuring services and service providers committed to helping seniors and the handicapped remain independent and age gracefully in their homes. To find out more about Seniors Solutions of Colorado, visit the website www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Again, that's www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com, or use the link conveniently located on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.org, and join Joan Tuohy and Rochelle Faracco every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon at 12 noon for Seniors Solutions, right here on Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
And we'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio, at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
We're back. This is Rochelle Faracco and Joan Tuohy with Senior Solutions of Colorado. You can take a look at our website, Senior Solutions of Colorado. It can help you with many. It's a one-stop shop for seniors and their families. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Angela, thanks for doing what you do for us here. And we have a wonderful guest, Kai Agnew. Hi, Kai.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
She has a new hairstyle. I love the red.
Thank you.
Me too.
It changes often.
Hey, so tell us, Kai, what makes you different, or why are you different than other in-home care agencies that are out there?
You know, that's a great question. When people are looking out there for a place that they want to use, you know, I always would suggest that they go online and research and ask people. When it comes to what we do, our number one referral source is always our families and the people that work for us. That says a lot about who we are. We did not have outreach until the last 2 years,
wow.
Which means we grew since 1994. We were around 750 people almost 2 years ago, and we're over 1,000 now with three people who do outreach to the community, so we can share with those out there.
Does that 1,000 include your CNA workers that go
yes.
into the home?
Yep. Includes everybody that works for us. We are all the folks that work for us are employees. There's no contracts. We don't contract to people. We employ them. What the difference is that we do something so completely unique that there is no other states that have been able to model this. We also offer an in-home support services program. So those folks that are taking care of their loved ones and their loved ones on the elderly, blind, and disabled waiver or on the children's HCBS waiver, they can qualify for in-home support services. And that allows them to not have to become a CNA and still be able to get paid to take care of their family.
Oh.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, the person that they're caring for has to be under a certain waiver under Medicaid.
Okay.
And if they are, they can utilize that program. And our home health has been pretty instrumental on pushing some agenda to make that program more accessible.
Right. But do they have to pay then?
No.
For the in-home care that they're receiving?
No. What happens is the state allocates a dollar amount per hour for home health services. So they pay us. We have always been extremely conservative on how we offer hours.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that if you're taking your hat off, your parent or mom or dad or whoever your hat is that you are, and you're putting on the CNA hat, that you're actually doing the work that's
absolutely
that's there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to offer more hours when, in fact, you're only doing, you know, less. So we've always been conservative. We have a really wonderful relationship with many community organizations. We have just been very successful in what we do because we put our families first.
Because you care.
We care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, when
right.
you do the right thing and you put your heart in the right place, you're only going to have good things come back at you.
Right.
And the folks that work there are so proud to work for Pasco. I run into people all the time who tell me that they used to be a CNA there and that their loved one had passed since, but they loved working for Pasco. I've been there for 2 years, and I have loved every single day
that
I have worked at this
organization. And your passion for it shows.
Oh, it burns through us all.
Mm-hmm.
How did they find you?
That's a great question.
a little bit about your background. Tell
yeah.
us a little bit about you.
Sure. I've always worked with seniors. I started off working with seniors in a nursing home when I was in high school, and it was kind of a nice independent living center, and I went in there and I would serve them dinner at night, And if you had told me when I was in high school that I would have worked with seniors, I would have told you, you're crazy. Yeah. There was no way that I was ever going to work with seniors.
Right.
So I was joined the Army when I was 18 and went across and around the world and served as a cook when I first went in and later went to the medical side as an officer. But still, that was my – that then I became a reservist, so that became a part-time job.
And did you get your medical degree while in the service?
No, I was a I was a medical officer, more in charge of logistics.
Okay.
So if we were setting up a hospital,
thank you.
Well, yeah. It was also an honor to work for the United States, and to serve this country.
And thank you for it.
Oh, I'm blessed to be able to have that opportunity, and I don't regret it a single day of my life.
Mm-hmm. You even miss it at times.
I do miss it. I do miss it. But I have
saying that the other day.
I have so many wonderful people in my life who are a part of the service that they keep me on my toes, and so I can just connect to them and see how things are going.
Oh, right. That's great.
My first real career when I was getting out of college as a social worker was in a skilled nursing facility. I looked up this ad and it said they needed a case manager social worker. And I said, all right, I'm applying. I wasn't finished with school yet. And I applied. I walked in, and there I was back in a nursing home environment.
Yeah.
And I said, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know what I was going into. And I walked in, and I was like, wow. And I accepted the position there, and I fell in love with it. You know, working with pretty fragile seniors every single day for
because
almost 6 years.
Because the nursing home environment is so much different than an assisted living
environment.
And people absolutely put them together, and they really are not the same thing.
No.
That's a good point, John.
Yeah.
It's good to point out for our listeners that this is nursing homes and assisted living are not the same thing.
Absolutely not. Nursing home, you know, make up 5% of the older population are in a nursing home, so not that many. But they're very fragile. They're typically at the end of their life.
Right.
And so to be a part of that and to live that every single day, it was a life changer for me. When I was 25 years old, I was talking to people who were my parents' age, who were putting their parents into a nursing home and were highly emotional. And I had to be, you know, their counsel and to help them and guide them at a young age. So it really matured me, and it taught me a lot about the world we live in. And it was an amazing experience. I became really passionate about dementia and Alzheimer's. Some of the older folks in the nursing home that I fell in love with the most tended to have dementia. Mm-hmm. It takes a real special patient person.
Yes,
I find I'm a humorous person, and I'm a joyous person. And the folks with dementia, they made me smile every single day, and they're really. There was joy in things that sometimes we don't see.
And in working in these services with seniors, Rochelle and I have found that we have such a tremendous respect for the wisdom that this older generations than us have, and how much they can, you know.
We get more out of it than they get out of it.
Right. And did you find that when you were working in the nursing homes, just their wisdom?
You know, what surprised me more than anything, and I think what I was most tickled about, was just how hilarious they could be.
Oh, yeah.
Wise, interesting, but just they could cut up.
The humor.
Yeah.
And it was like almost like, you know what? I don't care. I'm where I'm at. I'm going to say what I want. I'm going to do what I want. And I like the feistiness.
Touché.
Absolutely. The feistier ones were the ones that the ones that I ended up being.
And they live longer.
Oh, they'll outlive everyone because they wear us out. But
they wear us out.
I used to tell them, I was like, you can't wear me out. I'm 25 and, you know, you're not going to wear me. They wore me out sometimes. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. But it was fantastic. And I went further in my education to get my master's in gerontology because I was so passionate about seniors. I did not have grandparents that were involved in my life. Mm-hmm. So for me, every day I had that.
So you grasped for that.
Oh, I absolutely. Yeah, I looked for it, and they were able to give me that and fulfill that in my life because I was so young when I started working in that field. And then I did, I went into a dementia care and helped open a memory care community in Kansas. And that was an amazing experience as well. I learned a lot. Every day you learn something different about, the seniors in the community. You learn something new. And then I have always wanted to live in Colorado, and the opportunity came up. Someone recruited me out here. I came out here, I was very nervous about leaving Kansas and coming out here, and it was not the fit that I had intended it to be with the organization I was working with. And so,
here or in Kansas?
When I was recruited.
Okay.
When I was recruited to Colorado,
right,
three years ago almost.
Okay.
And the company that I was recruited for, they just didn't have that people first mentality that I was used to.
Mm-hmm.
It was heads in beds. It was about money. It was not about, what I did every single day, which was go in there and care. It was not about that.
Exactly.
And I was so mind blown because I had never worked for an organization that didn't care about what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I was a little disheartened. I did my best, and then I turned my 30 days in without a job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And because
so torn.
I had some faith. I said, you know what, God, this is not where I'm supposed to be, because my heart's broke every single day when I work here. And,
he got you to Colorado.
Got me here. Got me there, and then I quit the job, and I was looking at an ad, and there it was, Pasco.
Oh, that's when Pasco came along.
That is just great.
Yeah, and so I was like, if it wasn't meant to be, I don't know, because it's been perfect for me.
That's wonderful.
That's great. Well, you're great for them.
Well, we are going to come back and ask a few more questions. Kai, if you can hang in here with us. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at
CTKradio.org.
And we will be returning in a few minutes. Thank you.
This program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section at our website, www.ctkradio.org.
Visit our Facebook page. Our address on Facebook, ctkradio.org.
You can take Christ the King Radio with you on your mobile device everywhere you go. Simply visit the App Store for iPhone or the Play Store for Android and download the free TuneIn.com app. After installing the app, search the TuneIn.com website using all capital letters for CTK Radio. Save CTK Radio to your favorites and enjoy. On behalf of the management and staff, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Like Christ the King Radio on Facebook, using the link that you'll find on our homepage at ctkradio.org.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.yourhealthelevated.com. Again, that's www.yourhealthelevated.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
This is Rochelle Farraco and Joan Tuohy, and we're with Senior Solutions of Colorado, a one-stop shop for seniors and their families. Get on our site at www.seniorsolutionsofcolorado.com. We have Kai Agnew here from Pasco today. Hi, welcome back.
Welcome, Kai, who is a member of our organization, and we just love her.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor to be a part of your organization. Senior Solutions has been amazing. I went into it. You're one of my first groups that I got acclimated with when I first started doing the senior outreach with us. And I fell in love with it. And that's I do. Great. I tell everybody about
we're
this.
We're so happy to hear that. Yeah. We run a little differently than other groups.
Yeah, and, I do. You
and
do.
We're real proud of it.
And you brought on some members for us as well.
Yeah.
So I'll keep bringing great. Them on, so thank too. You. I have such wonderful things about what you guys do, so appreciate it.
Kai, why don't you give your information out of how people can contact you?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. If someone is looking to just get general information, you're welcome to go on our website at www.pasco, that's PASCOHH.com. That's PASCOHH.com. And if you would much rather do a walk-in and you're in the area, you can come into our office, which is 9197 West 6th Avenue in Lakewood. And we would be happy to sit down with you and see if you qualify for our programs. Or you can try Mary Jackson, our intake coordinator, at 303-233-3122.
And your programs are not just to come in and see if they can qualify to get the CNA to take care of their – you have a lot of different, you know, qualify
yes.
for their in-home care, qualify
we do.
For – yeah.
We are home health agency, but we do skilled care. We can do the in-home support services, IHSS program. We do some respite for children.
Well, that's great.
We also got our PASA license, so we're able to serve the IDD population. That's the intellectual or developmentally, they have developmental disabilities. These folks are typically on comprehensive waivers and would qualify for those programs. So definitely, if you have someone you love in your life that you're caring for that needs support and they're on Medicaid and they have skills, we would definitely look at talking to you and seeing if it's a good fit. And that if we could help you through that, that would be amazing. We would love to do that.
So, Kai, do you also offer respite to seniors who are taking care of, you know, a family member?
I'm glad you said that. Unfortunately, there is no program right now that we do. There is adult daycare programs, though,
right.
that would offer families respite support. And the Senior Resource Center is one of those that offer the support during the day so the family can take
right,
a break.
Right.
We have not gone that direction yet. I'm not sure if that's something we'll do.
I was thinking more of the families, you know, your gentleman who is at home taking care of his wife. She's probably not mobile.
That's right.
So those folks to get some respite.
Unfortunately, there isn't any programs that do in-home respite for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
They can go into a nursing home and do like a 5-day respite there.
Right, exactly.
Or they can do the daycare.
I
adult
think that's
daycare
really
program.
Needed, don't you? Oh,
yes.
What do you think?
Very much so.
Because we know so many people who are at home taking care of people at home who aren't mobile, so they cannot go to those adult daycare centers to get any relief. So they need someone to come in.
Absolutely. You know, with our families, we have had some times when they needed a break, and we'll send our other CNAs in
mm-hmm.
who are out in the field
mm-hmm.
to give them some respite.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Again, we always encourage our families to find an additional support that we can pay for their school to go
mm-hmm.
through
mm-hmm.
so that if they do need a break, they're
they have a backup.
That's a great idea.
They have a backup. If grandma wants to go through CNA school and be her granddaughter's backup support, she can do that. We're happy to help those families through.
Now, could someone contact you and be eligible to go through the CNA with the express intent of offering respite in the community mm-hmm. to people who need it?
That's a great question. The only folks that we pay for their school is if they're committed to somebody
mm-hmm.
on a day-to-day
okay,
basis.
So they have someone they really want to care for.
That's right.
They're committed
That's
to that
right.
person.
That's right. If they're committed to that person. Now, it's not just for family. So if there is a neighbor who has lived next door to someone for 25 years and they're coming over every single day to help them get up and bathe them and help them brush their teeth and get them ready, and allow them to get ready for the day so they can mm-hmm. function. Mm-hmm. Then if they're committed, we will put them through. Mm-hmm. I've had a gentleman who, his girlfriend, who was, she was very committed to him. She became his CNA. So we're not looking for someone who, blood family per se. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It can mm-hmm. be somebody else. But if you just want to become a CNA and work with folks out in the field, you'll have to pay that on your own.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
The pair, I can see the pair.
There is a big comes need in, for it.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is this, you know, Pasco is truly, from a home health standpoint, an amazing company.
It is.
And I don't know of any other company that takes care as a home health agency, takes care of their people as well as we do. We have a 95% satisfaction from our consumers. The folks that we serve, they are so satisfied with who's caring for them.
That is wonderful.
Which again is their families. So the families think very highly of us because we're giving them an opportunity to work mm-hmm. and the consumer is getting the best care that they can possibly get from their loved one.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And mm-hmm. the state is not losing money in a sense because they're going to have to send that money out anyway.
Right.
To take care of those folks. But
they're being taken care of better so that they don't need the other resources later.
That's right. And they're getting to stay in their home, which is what I think everybody wants, is the opportunity to live in their home and to be able to function and do what they want and have that independence.
Right. And that's exactly where Rochelle and I come from as realtors.
Yeah.
With seniors, we try to, in every way, to offer these one-stop services where they're able to stay at home. Many times they're told they need to move and they don't.
That's right.
There are just service, but they don't know. See, that's the problem. They don't know what's out there.
Well, we are also always looking for wonderful nurses and CNAs in the community who are dedicated people. We know that it's a difficult industry to work in. Typically
you get burnt out.
The caregiver gets burnt out. We just did a huge event last week where we did an appreciation for our caregivers.
Wonderful.
We want to honor the people that work for us and take care of their family. We would love to hire folks out in the community as well who may not have someone. They just have a background as a CNA or nurse, but they want to work for an amazing organization. So they can go on our website and look at the jobs available and see if this is a good fit for them and whether they would want to work for us. When you work for a place, you wake up in the morning and you go to work and you're happy with what you do, I don't think there's anything better than that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Kai, you mentioned, where is Pasco heading? You said that you guys are looking at some new ventures and new journey.
Yeah. Too? So Barry, our original owner, he's since retired, but I don't know if that's even possible for him because he's out in the community working on respite. So I'm glad you brought that up. He is working very diligently on helping families get that support. So that is on his agenda in all facets, even legislation. So Pasco, we're a quiet but very forced. We have a strong force because of how many people we take care of and how many people work for us who go out there and are voices for what we do.
So he's going to try to incorporate that in as a formal occupation within Pasco or stand independently?
I would be, honestly, it is so necessary that we offer respite mm-hmm. in some way, form, some shape or form. It's offered for children on a certain waivers at this point. But he is looking at the future. That's mm-hmm. what he's always done and sees what's going on and trying to find a solution. Mm-hmm. So we're at the early stages of that. But when he sets his eyes on a goal,
He makes it happen.
Ryan Zeiger, our CEO, and he's an amazing human being. He's taken over 3 years ago, Barry's vision, and he has just changed it. We've added more systems, and we've added some amazing concepts to take this homegrown organization into mm-hmm. something a lot bigger so mm-hmm. that we can serve. We don't want to be the biggest just to be the biggest.
Right. We want to be the best.
Yeah.
Quality.
It's about quality, not quantity.
Absolutely. But we want to do it right. And if we have to sit back and like we have with this, with our DD program, we spent a year studying it, understanding it, trying to see what we could do before we actually jumped into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still test piloting it. We're not opening it up to the community yet, but it should be soon. We want to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell everyone that there's no such thing as perfect, but PASCO really strives to be excellent every single day in what they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Really? Oh, so, there's our 1 minute sign.
So if you would, why don't you share with the listening audience again your contact information, including your, not just your website, your phone number that can be reached at?
Sure. If you're interested in working for PASCO or you have a family member that might be a good fit for us, please call us at 303-233-3122. And you can ask for Mary Jackson, our intake coordinator. You're welcome to drop by at 9197 West 6th Avenue in Lakewood, or you can go on our website at www.pascohh.com.
Great. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank
you. So are there any little things that you, you know, would like to just mention towards the end of the show here that...
Well, we're having our grand opening this tomorrow.
What time?
We are going to have it from 4 to 7, and if you want to RSVP, please call or leave a message on our website.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And is the public of...
Yeah, anyone who would like to attend.
Anyone who would like to attend that.
Just let us know.
That would be wonderful.
So, go ahead.
So you are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. I'm losing my voice and I apologize, but we'd like to thank everyone for joining us today, and we look so forward to having you join us again next week. And Kai, thank you so much for being a great guest.
Thank you. I appreciate it, ladies.
Thank you, Kai.
This program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section at our website, www.ctkradio.org.
You can take Christ the King Radio with you on your mobile device everywhere you go. Simply visit the App Store for iPhone or the Play Store for Android and download the free TuneIn.com app. After installing the app, search the TuneIn.com website using all capital letters for CTK Radio. Save CTK Radio to your favorites and enjoy. On behalf of the management and staff, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The Seniors Solutions of Colorado website is an incredible resource featuring services and service providers committed to helping seniors and the handicapped remain independent and age gracefully in their homes. To find out more about Seniors Solutions of Colorado, visit the website www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Again, that's www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com, or use the link conveniently located on the spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.org, and join Joan Tuohy and Rochelle Farocco every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon at 12 noon for Seniors Solutions, right here on Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.